Third Perkavanius, ninth Mishnah. Abad Varam Gamliel Matam Chachom Matarim. Four things from Gamliel holds is Tamim Chachom Matar. Kisi Tenishu Matechla Shabalabatim. A cover of a certain type of receptacle that's made out of metal. Now, covers generally are not Mekabel Tumah. Only the Kli says Mekabel Tumah. But he holds that since this cover was made in a fashion that it can be Mekabel something, if you turn it upside down, that's enough to be considered a Kli. The Chum say no. Since its main purpose is to be a cover, it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Toli Megaldis and a nail which was used to hang up some type of brush that they used to scratch themselves with in the bathhouses. Yeah, those are kind of considered discussion whether it's considered mechubal akak and isama kabel tuma, or it's considered something in a separate entity. Yeah. Well, pshatim this also. This is the pshat we'll say today. Goy mekli matechas, a kli of metal which was not fully made. It's usable, but wasn't polished off. Tavla shenechlekel l'shnayim, a tavla is some type of board that was made out of pottery, and it has a border around it because a pottery in order to mekabel tumah has to have a toich, it has to have some receptacle, and this one was broken in half, so each one is equal in size. All these things he holds as tame, and Chacham holds as tar. They hold as considered broken. This tablet is broken in half. There's a small piece and a large piece, and they agree that the larger part is still considered a kli, and the small part is not. But split in half, they consider that all the sides are broken, and therefore they hold it to tar.